Second Chronicles, chapter 30. And Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Yehuda, and wrote letters also to Ephraim and Manasseh, that they should come to the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem to keep the Passover to Yahweh, Elohim of Israel. For the king had taken counsel, and his princes and all the congregation in Jerusalem, to keep the Passover in the second month. For they could not keep it at that time, because the priests had not sanctified themselves sufficiently, neither had the people gathered themselves together to Jerusalem. And the thing pleased the king and all the congregation, and so they established a decree to make proclamation throughout all Israel, from Beersheba even to Dan, that they should come and keep the Passover to Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, at Jerusalem, for they had not done it a long time, as it was written to do. So the post went with the letters from the king and his princes throughout all Israel and Yehuda, and according to the commandment of the king, saying, You children of Israel, turn again to Yahweh, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and he will return to the remnant of you that are escaped out of the hand of the kings of Assyria. And be not like your fathers, and like your brethren, which trespassed against Yahweh, Elohim of their fathers, who therefore gave them up to desolation, as you see. Now, do not be stiff-necked, like your fathers were, but yield yourselves to Yahweh, and enter into his sanctuary, that he has sanctified forever, and serve Yahweh your Elohim, so that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. For if you turn again to Yahweh, your brethren and your children will find compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they will come again out into this land. For Yahweh your Elohim is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you if you return to him. So the posts passed from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh, even to Zebulun, but they laughed them to scorn and mocked them. Nevertheless, diverse of Asher and Manasseh and Zebulun humbled themselves and did come to Jerusalem. Also in Yehuda, the hand of Yahweh was to give them one heart to do the commandment of the king and of the princes by the word of Yahweh. And there assembled at Jerusalem much people to keep the feast of unleavened bread in the second month, a very great congregation. And they rose up and took away the altars that were in Jerusalem, and all the altars for incense did they take away and cast them into the brook of Kidron. And then they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the second month. And the priests and the Levites were ashamed and sanctified themselves and brought in the burnt offerings into the house of Yahweh. And they stood in their place after their manner, according to the law of Moses, the man of Yahweh. The priests sprinkled the blood that they had received at the hand of the Levites. For there were many in the congregation that were not sanctified. Therefore the Levites had the charge of the killing of the Passovers, for every one who was not clean, to sanctify them to Yahweh. For a multitude of the people, many of Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet they did eat the Passover otherwise than it was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, The good Yahweh pardon every one that prepares his heart to seek Yahweh, Yahweh, Elohim of his fathers, though he be not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary. And Yahweh listened to Hezekiah, and healed the people. And the children of Israel that were present at Jerusalem kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness, and the Levites and the priests praised Yahweh day by day, singing with loud instruments to Yahweh. And Hezekiah spoke comfortably to all the Levites that taught the good knowledge of Yahweh, and they did eat throughout the feast 7 days, offering peace offerings and making confession to Yahweh, Elohim of their fathers. And the whole assembly took counsel to keep another 7 days, and they kept another 7 days with gladness. For Hezekiah, the king of Yehuda, did give to the congregation 1,000 bullocks and 7,000 sheep. And the princes gave to the congregation 1,000 bullocks and 10,000 sheep, and a great number of priests sanctified themselves. And all the congregation of Yehuda, with the priests and the Levites, and all the congregation that came out of Israel, and the strangers that came out of the land of Israel, that dwelt in Yehuda, rejoiced. So there was great joy in Jerusalem. For since the time of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, there was not the like in Jerusalem. Then the priests The Levites arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came up to his holy dwelling place, to heaven. End of chapter 30.